I've got out to.
Okay, top of the page. Regarding the Gimel Amud Aleph, regarding a sheifer, even though there's a mitzvah say to blow sheifer, it doesn't excuse you to do an isa de rabbanon to, let's say, bring it from outside the tchum, so on and so forth. So too does the Mishnah. Ein choit chinoy say now to cut the horn off bein bedava shehu mishum shvus. You're not allowed to cut the horns off whether it's only Nisa Drabbanon cutting it off or whether it's Nisa Drais involved. What's Pshat cutting it off as Nisa Drabbanon? What is Nisa Drais? Tell him of the animal. Mishum Shvus is Magli, using a sickle, not the normal way. Loisa says Sakina, using a knife. Now, Lacheda Hasht and Mishum Shvus Amid Loi. If you tell us, Mishum Shvus, you're not allowed to cut off the horn. Loisa says, boy, you need to tell me that Nisa Drais you're not allowed to cut off. Zuv, ain't Tarach Loi, Mazuk Tani. I'm Gilam Ralov, I just started. I tell you that not only Nisa the Raisa, but even Nisa the Rabbanon. Sorry, Nisa the Rabbanon, I know for sure Nisa the Raisa. Rashi, Vein Chait, Chinois, the top of the page, in Bola Sakhna. If you want to fix it, let me double Shem Shem Shvus Kaili. If you want to turn it into a Kaili, make it a horn, not to cut up, but make a Shafer out of it. So you're not allowed to use Ain Dark to Lach to the Bay Shafer, something which is the Rabbanon, something which is not the normal way of doing it. You're going Magla using a sickle. The Tikkun Kalach Yadu, any Tikkun which is not the normal way, Ain Boy Elam Shem Shvus, it's only the Rabbanon. Sakina, the doctor, we kind of normal way. Have him malach, it was a complete malach. Says in Malavaita, says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to use the horn to fill it up. If you want to fill up this horn with wine or water, you can. Mayim oyayin in wine or water, yes. Made a glain loy, but you cannot use urine in there. Mastisin mani abashol. He was the author of the Mishnah abashol. Medayik only wine or water.
To smooth out the inside, or yeah. To use that as a keli to hold the wine.
Talking about to put wine inside the keli there, or water inside the keli. Here's the story. Yeah.
Is it to be masak in the keli, or is it
no? Yeah, we'll see in a second. They're talking about here not the masak in the keli. We're talking about here. You'll see. If you want to make it look, you know, tzachra, to make it shining and all that, that you're allowed to make it. So you, in a way, because not really fixing things up. It's like that. It's not the normal way. Mashiach made a glaim. Also, not covered. Made a glaim would do a good job. Was pasnished. Ein ma'akvin atanakim at kai. The Mishnah said that if kids want to play Shafer on Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Chal and Shabbos, you don't stop them from playing. So it seems like kids, you don't stop them at all. Because it's a miss of chinuch, and eventually it'll be chayiv. But women, hanoshim ma'akvin. Our Mishnah seems to hold that women cannot play with Shafer on Rosh Hashanah, because since they have no mitzvah for them, it's muktz. Or Tanya, didn't we learn in another place? Abraisa, Ein Ma'akvin, you don't hold back. Lo Yeson Hashem, even women, you don't hold back. If they want to blow Shofar, they can blow Shofar. In other words, they have a shtikl mitzvah. You don't prevent them from playing a Yom Tov. Amar Abai, Lo Kasha. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, and Ho Rabbi Yasi, and Verab Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that women cannot do mitzvahs, Aseishas, Mangram, if they want to, that's our Mishnah that says you don't stop kids, but you do stop Noshim. Our Stam Mishnah, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda. The brice that says side women and side children allow them to play, that follows Rabbi Yasi. What's the mice? We learn, Daniel Glem, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Yidden. Bnei Yisrael Samchir, if you remember the Mishnah Chagigah, this is the first machlekes in Halacha. It was about women's issues. Bnei Yisrael Samchir, that men are the ones who can be same with an animal, but ain't Bnei Yisrael Samchir. They don't have Bnei Yisrael Samchir, and girls are not allowed to be Samech. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Why aren't you allowed to see him? Rabbi Yehisi, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Noshim Samchir. So they want to, they can. They don't have to, but they want to, they can. We had the Gemara to appease the
feminist lobby.
Basically, to appease him. It says it, to make them give him Nachas Ruach. That's Gemara Menachas. Rashi. To make the makvid the boy the chaluchai because they need chinuch hanoshim makvid the pturis legamri the butter the mitzvahs asay shas mangramu and the famous Rashi vechisak if they blow ikabal teisiv Rashi is mechadish here. No, we know why women are not allowed to do mitzvahs mangramu. Not only they don't have no mitzvah, they're not allowed to because they're even bal teisiv. The Shani will ask. Balteisiv is only if you add to a mitzvah. The mushroom, if you have five pashas. We had before. If you have, let's say, sukkah 7 days, 8 days, and then you add a 9 day or an 8 day, that's balteisiv. So, Rashi's mechadish that mitzvah says my grandma Rabbi Yehuda is saying not that they don't have any mitzvah at all. That's pashat pshat. Rashi goes wrong, and it's osr because this is balteisiv. The other Shani argue. This is a big chiddush of Rashi.
So how are they over balteisiv if they're not mechuyev b'chlal?
That's it. You take upon Rashi's mechadish that if you have no mitzvah and you create a new mitzvah for yourself, that's it's about teisiv. Without Rashi, how do we know about teisiv? You already have a mitzvah, but you change it by adding. A kohen wants to give a fourth bracha in his birchas kainim. You want to add a fifth parshat film. So you have the mitzvah and you add it to the mitzvah. But to create a new mitzvah, what about teisiv? Come on, Rashi's mechadish. No, about teisiv is also if you create a new mitzvah out of the blue, 614th mitzvah, and you make a mitzvah out of it, that is about teisiv. That's Rashi's Kiddush. Sorry? No Chilik Menahu, what's the difference?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, no Chilik. But that's the side of Rashi.
That's a revolutionary
Pshat. Yeah, it is. It's a big Kiddush of Rashi. Big Kiddush of Rashi. Others just say that that woman a potter. It's not about Tosif, what do you mean? You're not saying it's a mitzvah. You're not saying it's a mitzvah. The Rambam says in Hichas Mamre there. It's nothing wrong with being machmir or anything else, as long as you're not saying this is what the Eibishter wants. When is it also, if you're saying this is a mitzvah, if you turn it into a mitzvah, if you turn it into because I'm going to do the right thing, why is that a problem? And in the famous Shaila Rajba, another Shaila, so how can the Rabbanu come along and give us mitzvahs? Why isn't that about Tosif? So the Rambam says, because they're not saying it's a Taylor, they're saying the Rabbanu is saying it, so that's not a problem. It's only when you walk around saying that the Taylor says it, that's about Tosif.
So the Rajba says, take a lulav and put in it some flowers to make a nice aroma.
No, that's not about Taisif.
To put a fifth min in is not.
It's only if you're doing it for the mitzvah. So if you're doing it for the mitzvah. Right, Yimara. Anyway, there's a long taste there, but very interesting taste. Basically, the taste is that even though the Stam Mishnah here, like Rabbi Yehuda, that women are potter and ganzer from Zman Grama, but the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, that women to have a mitzvah, they do Zman Grama, then the machlek is of the main Tam over here, and the Rambam is whether the women can make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam here and Erevin Tzadivov and Michal Bashol said the first thing bracha is that Rabbi Yosef was happy when a blind person was part of a mitzvah and he thought that is great because he's still doing mitzvahs, he was so happy. Hi, what about all the brachas missing out? Is that Raya that they make a bracha? That says no Raya from blind person because a blind person at least is chayim in the Rabban maybe mitzvahs. A woman is totally potter. Why taka should a blind person be chayim in the Rabban woman totally potter? So Teza says because if a blind person will be potter then he has no mitzvahs. Nashim have basically the 606 mitzvahs they have. It's only how many mitzvahs are there as Zman Grama? Very, very few. And therefore, so if you take away those mitzvahs, they don't miss out. They can't say b'tzivano. I'm showing a blind person that Rabbanu or Mechayiv. So you can't bring a raya. But Tosef brings an interesting raya from a woman getting an aliyah. A woman gets an aliyah, she makes a bracha, is a raya that a woman can make a bracha. Even though the potter from Brichas are Teda, from Talmud Teda. So we see that even though the potter from the mitzvah, but if they want to do it, they can do it with the bracha. The Bein Tam comes along and says, it's like totally wrong. What's wrong? Even he's the one who says you make a bracha. It's wrong because the brichas ha-teida you make in the morning, you don't do a Talmud teida, v'araya. He says, if a kohen, there's no levy there, what happens? The kohen gets a second aliyah. He just made a bracha, he has a brichas ha-teida. What are you making another one for? It's a raya that the bracha for teida is not a brichas ha-teida like we know it. Also, you daven in the morning and show, you already said brichas ha-teida, you get an aliyah, you make a bracha. It's a special bracha for the teida. So therefore, it's nothing to do with that. It's covered ha-teida. In those days,
so
women
got a. She can give cover to the Torah.
Yeah. Right. But Dente says he believes that when the Gemara says that women are allowed to get aliyahs, is when they didn't make a bracha. If you remember, we'll have the Gemara in Megillah. They made a bracha, the first aliyah made a bracha in the beginning, the last aliyah made a bracha at the end, and all the ones in between didn't make a bracha. That's when the Gemara says Nashi can get an aliyah, that they don't make a bracha at all. So he has a shakatayah to himself.
Are you talking about in the time when the person called up read from the Torah, or are you saying when
those days? In those days, when everyone got known aliyah, they didn't make a bracha. Then we made a special takana, connected the nechnasin, connected and the yaitzin. We'll see more Megillah. What happened?
Just hold on.
Yeah, that's a shakatayah.
Months.
Yeah, it's mamish months away. Says he might have eaten. That you can help your child until they learn how to blow shofar. You don't stop them. Then not only you don't stop them, you must asik with them. Then the mother says, "Oh, but I feel a b'Shabbos. Not only on Yom Tov, but even on Shabbos v'Lecheda, when there's no mitzvah blowing shofar at all, you're allowed to help your child out because a good chinuch. Tanya Amachah we taka learned.
Miss, Shabbos you can't blow the shofar as a mitzvah.
It is.
So how can you then God teach you?
Since be'etzim to mitzvah, the Chum say that because here is no shem yavrenu because you're not going to go since there's no mitzvah blowing you're not going to go to a rov. The Yisrael Chacham never came onto this case here in the case of we being mechanech a child. Tanya Namach we learned mis asking behen ad sheyilmedu afil b'Shabbos. You can ask with them to teach them even b'Shabbos. Big machleg Yisrael is how Rashi's gives is. You don't stop them from Shabbos. First he tells you, you even help them out. Then he says, you don't stop them. Amrit, you say, misaskin behen, acha yilmudu. First you say that, watch, you misaskin with them, you help them out until they learn how to blow, after the Shabbos. Alma, what is he from here? Lechatchila, amrin lechatchila. We say, tiku vahadu, that you can blow. And then, vahadu, then it says, ein ma'akvin. Then in the other braise, it says, you don't hold it back. Mashma, ikuvu le'makvin. Ava lechatchila, lo amrin, tiku lechatchila. You don't say blow. Like, kasha is not a problem. Can be cotton shehigiel chinuch, can be cotton shehigiel chinuch. Here we're talking about a child who reached chinuch, and we're talking about a child who reached chinuch. A big machleg is a shainim. So which is what? Let's do Rashi. Rashi holds that a child who reached chinuch, you could help him out because he already has a shtickle mitzvah chinuch. But a child who did not reach chinuch, you don't stop them, but you don't have to help him out either. Rashi, Bnei Yisrael, same Chedab Bnei Yisrael, Matalem, Odin Yaakov, Mekem, Bekiba, Hukini, Vesamach, Yod, that's when you smicha. Same Chedishus, Alma, Afal, Gab, the Patrinu, Kro, even though they had a patted, Leka Isur, Vuhu Hadin, Lemitza, Seishas, Man, Grom, no Isur. Kan, Bekot, Jigil, Chinuch, Miss Askim, and Rashi, hold, that's when you help them out, She Yilmudu, the Choshkin, She Aim, I can hold them back. Miss Askim, with the law, She Aina, Miss Gabin, Let Ki, and I'm Miss Gabin, Let Ki, I feel the law, Mitzah, not Mitzah. Element nabach nevuche. You're just making sounds. Oisha hayin afer b'sheifa, but also be other. Oh, sorry, it's writing mother. Okay. Is that the same? Okay, right to Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, if you're playing around with the Shefer, you're not Yetzer because you had no intention. It wasn't even a kind of Kavanah. And then if you hear from the Yetzer, it's not Yetzer. Gemara goes through each part. It says, Misasik is worse than not having Kavanah. Misasik means you were doing something else. You know, you're just playing around. Suddenly a sound came out. It says the Gemara, Misasik lo Yetzer, hot kale, she Yetzer. But if you were blowing, it's not for music, so it's like Kavanah, you are Yetzer. Lema misayele raayet rova dan minawa dan mitzvahs ain't tziches kavana. The Amar Rava said ha tekeya l'shir yotze. If you tekeya l'shir yotze, before it was Rava. How come here it says it's Rava? And we had the Amar Rava Zoysa Meres from Sholchu Lavu L'Shmuel about if you ate kofu, if you ate matzah. Here it says Rava. You did, but here you don't have a tikkun. That's what I'm saying. There we had a tikkun in the Gizah from Rav the Rava because there were three people there, and here there's no tikkun. According to one of the mitzvahs, he will tie to Miss Asik means if you have no kavanah. It doesn't mean necessarily you're playing around, even if you're not playing around. If you have no kavanah, you're not Yetzer. No right from here. Rashi, Miss Asik, the Lord Shayna Miss Kavanah Kia. I feel like mitzvah, element, not being moving sounds, they show in a fair, but Shayfa is blowing, Shayfa, but also we have the Kia, so let's kick him out. Abel Tokay, Lashim, Miss Kavanah Kia, Balma Yotzer Yetzer. It sounds like here what? That even though he produced wonderful sounds, the Shemeya is Yetzer. Remember, he had what Abzeda said to his Gabbai, please make sure you chavenly have me in mind. So it says the Gemara, it sounds to me only if you listen to him, it's asking Yetzer. But it sounds like me, if somebody had a mind himself to blow, and you heard from a person who was properly blowing, you would be Yetzer, even though you didn't have you in mind personally. Kashan Abzeda. Lema to heavy to you to Abzeda, the Omelet Abzeda, Shmaya, Abzeda said to his Gabbai, you chavin v'tokali. When you blow Shefen, you have mamish the right sound. I want you to also have me in Zinan. How again? All right, Dilma. I did the Tony Reisha Misasik. You know why I use the word Misasik? Because the Reisha gives Misasik. Tony, last time he says over here also Misasik. Rashi, Misasik. The Reisha Miskabel. Tony said Misasik. The Oilem Hashemayim and Hashemayil Atzma. If he blew for himself, Shalayin is Kabel. Lo Hitzad Hashemayim. Lo Yatzah. So Rashi saying here. That the Mishnah says over here, Misasik is not Yetzer, as if to say, but Shemeya, if you heard from a guy who's properly blowing, even though you had no intention, even though he had no intention, you are Yetzer, don't make that diak. Really, if the guy did not have intention, you're not Yetzer. How, like Abzeda, why you just say Misasik is not Yetzer? Because the previous case has Misasik, Mishnah. Finally, we can learn about blowing Shofar, what the mitzvah of blowing Shofar is. That's the Mishnah. Say that key, what's the say that key is? Shalish, you have to blow three. Shalish. You have to blow three sets. One for Malchus, one for Zichronis, one for Shofar. Sets of three. Okay, that's number one. So, Rashi, you say to the Kiddush Shalosh, Achas l'malchiyas v'achas l'zechreinis v'achas l'sheifer, if you blow three, Shalosh, each set should be made up of three as well. T'kiyah through t'kiyah l'chol achas v'achas. We'll see how we get to 30. Shiyah t'kiyah, how long should the sound of t'kiyah be? K'sholosh true is. How long should the sound of t'kiyah be? Like three true is. Yeah.
Would
it be enough? What if to repeat the third shalosh? You said there's three, and if each one of them is three, why is it the third shalosh? What is the third shalosh? He's saying shalosh. This three that we just said is shalosh. You gotta do three times. Shiat kiyah, how long should the sound, the blast, be? Shalosh truus. So obviously, if you blow less than shalosh truus, it's possible. It's be a minimum of shalosh truus. And what's the sheet of a trua? Kisholosh yivavis. The sheet of a trua is three yivavis. Big machlek is a showing me how this works. Big nafkim is halacha. Is the pshat that each trua is sholosh yivavis? This is the yivavis sheet. That each trua is sholosh yivavis. So how long is a tkiya then? Nine yivavis. So the minimum size of a tkiya is nine yivavis. Anything less than nine yivavis is considered a shvarim. If you blow a shvarim longer than nine yivavis, that becomes a tkiya. If you blow a tkiya less than nine yivavis, that becomes a shvarim. So the minimum blast of a tkiya is nine yivavis. Or is it pshat? No. That when it says sheer true yivavis means the sheer of the three truas should be like three yivavis. So the how long is a tkiya? A minimum of a tkiya is three yivavis. And if you blow anything less than that is a shvarim. If you blow anything more than that, it's a tkiya. So if you take a shvarim and you make a krecht longer than the three yivavis, it becomes now a tkiya. And you're not yetz. Okay, big machlek is a shayim. Then he Rashi. But he says here that, okay, Rashi. But it says it kia kisholosh true. Let's do Rashi. Rashi sholosh yivavas sholosh kolos ba'alma kosher. What's a yivava? Three sounds. Okay, right. Toka b'rishayna. You blew in the first one. Umoshach b'shnei kishtayim. You blew the first kia properly. Then you yishvarim, and then you blew the second kia. But so long that it could be used. Sai for the kia achareinir from the first bracket, and the kia reshainir from the next bracket. And biyode lachas. You can't divide it, and therefore it's only considered true like one. From here we bring a ray that the kia gedayil can be as long as you want. There's no maximum. It's only a minimum. There's no maximum. Rashi talking about the pshutu shalif natru a pok talking David Afzan umoshach b'shniyah, and then you blew in the second one at kia shal achar atru a moshach. How long was it? Kishtayim, like two. Let's say about kishtayim. So it's our last the pshutu lachred the malch the pshutu of nel the chrenis. Okay, mi shebedach whoever made a bracha v'achar kach. Let's say one bedach you daven shmenes v'achar kach esman lo shayfa. Then suddenly a shayfa came to your hand tekeya umaria v'tekeya. You still do the blow. How many blow do you do? You cannot do malchus achrein shayfa because you already finished damish from that. So what do? You do kia true kia shalosh pomim. You do it three times, just like had you done malchus achrein shayfa. That's how you do it today. Sounds like from this mission that's how many shayim hold. The main kias are the musaf kias. And when the Gemara said before, lama taking mediation, taking meri and kishahein aimdin, that the aimdin is a mitzvah because that's in the malchus achrein shayfa sar, and the yeshvin is the added one la arba v'sasatan. Rashi, Emir al-Achad, the Psukkot ki achel ishtayim leim afgein on the right. Misha Beirich is pal tfilos musafin, ubeidav tisha brachan lai brachas. Then what are you doing? You've got a shayfa, tekeo, mareva, tekeo, shol, pami, tekeo, mareva, tekeo, bishvil, malchi, vichein, bishvil, zichrein, bishvil, zichrein, bishvil, zichrein, bishvil, zichrein, then the Mishnah continues. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv, just like the shetzibah sadaven entire shmenesah, kach kol yochiv v'yochiv chayiv. Every individual is chayiv entire shmenesah. In other words, Shmoneser is a din on the yochid. Much that's what the Tanakam holds. And Gemilu says no. Shliach tzibur moitzis ram lichavosan. Especially Rosh Hashanah, we want the chazan to be the only one davening Shmoneser, and no one else davens tefillah belachash. We'll see later why. So the Gemara, you're telling me that the shiat kia is what? Kisholosh true is. But Tanya, we learned another brayse shiat kia kitrua. You're telling me that the Mishnah says the shiat kia is like three truas, and there it says the shiat kia is like one trua. Amar Abai says Abai, Tana di don, our Tana, Kachoshib Kia de Kulabava. Our Tana is counting all three Kias. He's saying that Kia, the total Kia, should be equal to what? Utru de Kulabava, equal to Truus. Big Machleg is a shining. Do we mean that the Kia in the front and the Kia in the end together equal the Truus? In other words, really, each Kia is half a Truus. Each key should be half the share of true. Is that what he's saying here? Or you're saying he's only counting the front keys. All three front keys should be equal to all three front truths. That means each key should be equal to the size of a true. In other words, if each tkiyah should be the shir of a truah, as long as it takes you to do the shvarim, that's how long the tkiyah rishayna should be. And tkiyah achrayna should be a minute of that as well. As long as it takes you to truah, it should be. And when you do tashrak, then the tkiyah rishayna should be as long as the shvarim and truah combined. Because tkiyah kitruah. Or like the other rishayna is kechatsi truah. How the minimum size of a tkiyah should be as half of what your truah is. Again, whichever shita you hold, the tkiyah by tashrak has to be longer than the minimum, has to be longer, unless you're doing all your tkiyahs long, than the tkiyah by tashak or tarak. So the Gemara, Tana Brisa, Kachoshi Chad, Baba, so we're counting one tkiyah on its own. So one tkiyah on its own is equal to one truah. Shir, okay, Rashi, Tana, Kachoshi, the Kula, Baba, Hakamashir, Shalosh, Kish, Shalosh, Ruas. The shir of three tkiyahs is like three truahs. So Rashi seems to be learning just the front truahs. Saying the same thing. Okay, by the Gemara, says the Gemara, Sheer true, okay, Gimel Yevavis. How long should the true be? Like three Yevavis. And it tells you, Machlek, the Shining, whether each true is three Yevavis, so three true is nine, or the whole entire true total equals three Yevavis. By the Gemara, Vatani, Vilit Nabrai, says Sheer true, okay, Shalosh Shavarim. You're saying Yevavis, which is a short staccato sound, we learned somewhere else that Yevavis, Krechtsen. That's Takamachlekis. The Chesiv, it says, Yom Trua Yilechem. It says in the Pasuk, what should the Rishon be a day of Trua? What's Trua? We tie to Yom Yevav Yilechem. We tie to should be a day of Yevav. What's Yevav? Uksiv be imed Sisra. What's Chus that she had? That the whole Rishon revolves around the mother of Sisra. She sat there, a mother was sitting there waiting for her son to come back by the window, by the Chaloy Nishkev. She was looking through the window, and by the table, she cried, hoping that her son would come back. Hoping that it will come back, it didn't come back. That's the Yabed, what? It doesn't matter. It's true. You cried. Yeah. That's the Yabed. Nobody else cried in Tanakh. Nobody else cried in the whole Tanakh. But the Yabed aims Sifra. No, it's more than that. The din of a shofar is like a mother cries for the children. That's the kind of crying that trying to evoke by the Eibishter here that he should have rachmanis on us. You all ask, how can this krachim obal bon? Why is it krachim eimal bon? When we say no, Adash is for saying no. So there's a machlek there. What's the tait shivav? Ma'asav a genuchi ganach. It's a moaning. Ma'asav yiluli all crying. Rashi, Amar Rabbi Bavan Pliga, Avagad Ukim to the Bereish Shalot Pliga Agin, Yakoch Bahosh Sefer Pliga Agin, the less the Shnui Bamidi can answer behind the Plukta. The Metagimina, what's Machlek is, we tag him through Yevavo, the Imid, the sister mother, he's like, Nami, Hai Lishna, about the Yabe, if she cried. Man, Amar Shavah, Sava Genuch Gonach, Ka Odom HaGoyin, the Meliba, gives a moan, Kederech HaChoylim, the sick people, Shemarichim, Beginich, they say, they give a krecht. Yilul Yal, Ka Odom HaBoycha cries, and Mekoyin, Koyil, Tzarim, short sounds, Smuchin Zelazeh, very close to each other. There's a third touch. But not staccato sounds, but like one long sound that has breaks in it. There's another from Shitta that says, I'm not sure how you do that exactly, but it's not short staccato sounds, it's like one long sound that has little breaks in it, instead of separate sounds, but very quick. Tarabam Glent. Menayin Sheba Shefer, how do you know? Now this long taste is a very important taste to remember, because taste here is the one who brings the Shitta of the Aruch. I'll just show you, four lines into wide lines of taste. How many sounds should you make? So Tosfos says you gotta make only 40 sounds. Because we'll see the more later how the three, you know, since we don't know what Shvarim is or what true is, so we do both, right? True on its own, Shvarim on its own, true and Shvarim together. So three became nine became 30. And then you do an extra 10, so it's 40. So Tosfos holds in Sachak, you have to do 40 sounds. He brings from the other, he do 100 because that's the medley, we don't know where it says exactly. But Sis's mother cried 100 times. I'm not sure what the mocker that is. Says here, Ba'aruch, four lines in the top. Says in the wide lines, Ba'aruch. Ubarapish your ice and cane, Shapirish Ba'urach Edab the Holland, whatever the Muhammad of the Shloishin Kidyasvinan, you do 30 you do in Kiyas the Miyushiv. Shloishin Balachash. Okay, this is the mocker that we blow by Tfil Balachash. You do 30 when you do the quiet Shmanesa, the Shloishim ala Seda, and 30 you do when you do Tula the Rabbim. Kineged Meya Poya is the Poya Ima the Sisra. And this corresponds to 100 tears that Sis's mother cried. Where did that come from? It's 100 tears that Sis's mother cried. And where do you get the extra 10? That's only 90 years. In the end of davening, you do the extra 10. Okay, total of 100. Okay, so first of all, if it's a two of Balachas, it comes from the Aruch, right here. other Rishonim argue, but this is Machlek, but this is the Aruch clearly says, and the 100 comes from the Aruch. He's the marker for 100. But the big Machlek is in Tul Musa, what do? You do Tashrat, 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 you do Tashrat, what we do, Tashrat, Tashrat, which is what Taisa says should be done, or you just do one Tashrat, the next Tashrat, the next Tarat. This Taisa here brings 3 days. And the main time has a problem understanding his own day. And he tries to understand what the Tashrat is. I don't know where this 100 comes from. Yeah. Taisa in the very bottom asks an interesting question. Since one of them is there, only one of them is right, the Tashrat or the Tashrat Tarat, why do we need 2 tkiyas? When you finish every bracket, you do a tkiyah gedolah, then you start the next one, have 1 tkiyah, and then move on. Manushach. If the previous one is a kosher one, so that was it. You did it right. The rest, who cares? If the previous one was not the kosher one, this one is the kosher one. So the last key you made there is the one for this one going into. What do you have to make? Rachmanis an extra key isn't about Kaya. What do you want him to blow for? So Taisa says, maybe because you had it in mind that this should be the end of one bracket, you cannot use this also to be the beginning of another bracket. Even though the bracket you just finished didn't count for anything, they didn't want it to move on to the next one. But don't explain why not. And he brings the Tzadikin because the Gemara says that if Moshech Bereshayin Kishtayim, he should have been Yaitz. The only reason why you're not Yaitz is because he cannot break 1 key into 2 mitzvahs. But if it's not 2 mitzvahs, says Taisus, okay, I understand. If you have 3 brackets of Tashrat, and the first and the second, you use 1 long key, you can't break the key to use a side for the first time and for the second time. You can't use it for 2 mitzvahs. But you're only using it for 1 mitzvah here because one of them is not a mitzvah. Why not? And even though he takes it maybe because he had a mind, he said, I don't understand. Why not? And he made the Tzadikin. Why it doesn't work? Yeah, but you have a mind to do 2 things. You have a mind for the end of the first and to continue the second one. What's wrong with that then? He said the only problem with the one is he can't break 1 sound into 2 mitzvahs. But if you're not breaking 2 mitzvahs, you're using this 1 sound for 1 mitzvah. I don't care if it's the last mitzvah or this is the mitzvah. You had both in mind, right? I mean, so what's the problem? Obviously, I wasn't going to say like Tosafos because having a wrong kavan in mind is worse than having no kavan. Anyway, interesting. Back to Gemara. How do you know you're supposed to use a shayfer? How do you know you're supposed to use a shayfer? Interesting question all of a sudden. How do you know you're supposed to blow a shayfer on Rosh Hashanah? Young Trua, Trua can mean stand, maybe I have to stand up and scream, maybe I should get up and cry. Trua means crying. That's how it always works, isn't it? In Gittin, when does the Gemara start talking about when you give a get? The last block of Gittin. Keeping suspense, they want to hold you there to the very end. Tamalayim, you know how we, and this is even a bigger pellet, you know you're supposed to use a shayfer? Not from Rosh Hashanah, nowhere. V'avar to shayfer through it. By Yom Kippur it says V'avar to shayfer through it. That's how we know about Rosh Hashanah. It's a pelting thing. Nowhere in the Torah says Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Nowhere in the Torah says Rosh Hashanah is supposed to blow shayfer. We know if Tikkun B'Chai to shayfer from Kehillim. We know from Yom Kippur that it means to use a shayfer. Pelting. Ain't it'll be evil. All we know is Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah and Hein Rosh Hashanah as well. It says in the Pasuk B'Chai to shayfer. It says V'avar to shayfer by Esel Chaydish. And then it says when is that? B'chodesh Shavu, she'ain tamalei mechiyav. Tell me this in a month, because we know already Yevu starts Tishrei. Ma tamalei mechiyav Shavu is extra. She called Trua. She'chodesh Shavu is extra. Whatever it says Trua, Habarta. Wherever it says Habarta in this month, it means a sheifer. Umenayin. Okay, so now how we know a sheifer? And how do you know you blow a key before and key after? Umenayin she pshuta lefaneh tamalei mevahabarta sheifer. It says in the pasuk vahabarta. So therefore, because there's a habart, that means you need a long blowing before you start the shayfer. That's the key. True. Uminayin shepshuta lachera. That's how you know before. How you know another pshuta afterwards? And again, habart shayfer is written by Yom Kippur. Uminayin tamalim. It says ta'aviru shayfer. It says habart shayfer, and then it says b'yom kippur ta'aviru. It says another ta'aviru, which is a pshuta afterwards, which is all by Yom Kippur. Ain't there be yevul? All we know by Yom Kippur. Hashanah minayin. I'm a chayde shvi. Why is it b'chodesh Shvi? She ain't tamalei. You don't need b'chodesh Shvi. Ma tamalei b'chodesh Shvi. She called through us. B'chodesh Shvi zekazeh. Everything you learn about the Rosh Hashanah is from Yom Kippur. The two Yom Tovim are so interwoven, intertwined. Yeah, but all says Yom Trua. Yom Trua can be crying. If we just said Trua means tiyabib. Why don't we have all stand up and cry? You know, like Sfaradim laugh by Havdalah. Let's stand up and cry. Organized crying. Rashi. Rashi and Tav. She ain't tamalei b'chodesh Shvi. Da kasa lam b'kam b'kem as we ray no liyam kippurim b'chodesh Shvi who has been in the 7th month b'hal yachal yam kippurim k'siv b'havarta b'shuta masha means b'shuta avaras k'lecha pass 1 sound. Okay, b'yam kippurim t'aviru hari avarat chila b'saif b'turuk k'siv b'time between says him what a vayter u'menayin l'sholosh shalosh How do you know? Do three times? You know, three sets of truas, and then you have a tkei before tkei after, which makes it nine. How do you know that? Tamal Leimit says the pasuk. It's a three pasukim. One pasuk says va'avarta sheifer truah. It's one pasuk by Yom Kippur. Then it says by Tishrei. It says fine. We get a Rishon involved. Shabbos and zichur truah. So we have another truah. And then it says another pasuk by regarding Tishrei. It says Yom truah yilachem. Since it's a three times truah, no, three truahs. I'm going to each truah needs to keep before keep after. That's a total of nine. Umenayin litin so amr shazeb bezeb shazeb. I know you combine all them to make it three truahs with the keys in front and after. Tamalaymer shvi. In each one of them it says shvi. Shvi l'gzeres shava. That everything you do in Tishrei should have three truahs with three sets of keys. Hakechet shalosh ein teichet. You have three truahs which become nine. Three truahs become nine. Rashi menayin sholosh 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 menayin the hand of pshutla v'neil lachreo true beemtzu avdin and klosi three times the malchias chadol the zechayin is chadol the shayfit chadol tamalem a true a klosi zima three times the cholachas pshutla v'neil pshutla lachreo menayin how do you know litin sa omer shazeh bezel lefish sholosh true is a lalu lenemlu b'mokke mecha the night were two are tishrei one is in kippur how do you know you combine them all shashtayin nemre shana v'acha b'yevul menayin litin o amudu b'rishana b'yevul how you know that you combine them that's the rishana you add to yom kippur litin o amudu b'yevul rishana she kan v'kan sholosh How do you know? Could we say Shvi Shvi the Shabbim? Never Shana Bechayda Shvi, never be able by Avarta Shayfa Tru Bechayda Shvi. So therefore, we put them all together. Stop here.